Some educators believe there is no point to points-based grading and that students and teachers would be better off without it. That's what one TEDx Normal speaker will explore in his upcoming talk, Make Grading Pointless, Eliminating Points to Foster Student Motivation. WGLT News correspondent Brianna Groh has more with Illinois State University Assistant Professor Jay Purcell.
I was teaching high school. I taught high school for a decade. And along the way, I just noticed students' incessant obsession with points. I remember distinctly one student asking me, you know, how many points is this worth in a classroom when I'd rolled out an assignment right towards the end of the semester. And I just thought to myself, like, why are we even doing this? Is it for points? Is that why I'm doing this? Or are we trying to engender actual learning here? And so just sort of as a way to reassign the value from obtaining points and storing up as many points as you can possibly get to actually learning the content.
Your talk also contains this element of fostering student motivation. So talk to me about the motivation component.
Right. I think that in the research that I've done and leaning on the research that's already been done in the field, assessment experts and certainly grading experts have found grading to be ultimately a demotivating process, where one might think that students would be motivated by external points, trying to gain as many as you can. But to a certain extent, especially in a points-based system, at some point, a student could be kind of like mathematically eliminated from a certain grade, at which point in time their motivation just completely falls to zero.
I also hear talk about anxiety with today's students, how anxiety and stress are perhaps bigger problems for the crop of students today than in past generations. Do you think that this points-based system feeds into that at all?
I mean, I certainly think that it could. I haven't done any research relating to grades and points in terms of student anxiety. But yeah, I think that there is, to a certain extent, a level of competition just within school system or students striving to be the valedictorian or to get their GPAs up to a certain level that's way beyond 4.0. I remember some of my AP students when I taught AP Lit who, you know, literally the grade was the only thing that they cared about, because they were just chasing a GPA and they were chasing a valedictorianship. And I kept telling them, you know, there are more things that are also important. Sure, your grades are important. I'm not trying to say that they aren't, but there are other things that are, you know, possibly equally as important.
So talk to me about those things. What are students missing by focusing on that?
Well, those AP students, I would point towards letters of recommendation because they were all, you know, seeking these top colleges or whatever. But I think that that demonstrates just a level of relationship building or responsibility, you know, some of those qualities that maybe can't be measured, you know, out of 10 points, but are just as important. Networking, especially today in a social media culture, that, you know, you can network with people in various professions and various locations all across the globe. That's extremely important. It's tough to put a point value on that. That moment that I told you about where I remembered my student asking how many points it was worth, from that point on, with another colleague of mine, the now Dr. Lance Huffman, we devised a grading system. And my only goal at the time was just to take out all the points. And so we tried to sort of qualitatively assess students' work. And we developed a level of tiers that would work towards. We still had A, B, C, D, and F, ultimately. But there were no more points associated with it in an effort to, like I said, sort of shift that value and shift the focus away from just obtaining as many points as possible to how do I make the quality of work that I'm producing the highest quality that I possibly can? Because ultimately, that's what's going to get me the best grade. And I think that if we begin approaching our schoolwork or any of the activities that we're engaged in and say, hey, I want to make this the highest quality it possibly can be, that just stands to benefit us in all walks of life.